Listen to a sample response. Write down any useful expressions.
The passage defines nonverbal communication as non-linguistic communication, including expressions, gestures, and body stance. Two of its functions are repeating and assenting. First, the professor illustrates the repeating function. He says when you say the location of a place and then point to the location, you are basically repeating your words with a gesture. Next, he says pointing your finger at a friend to emphasize fault is an example of the assenting function.